Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This ad is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents. Their mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. One thing Nat and I do well is have fun. Fun is our chance to let loose, be silly, connect with friends, and live in the moment. Whether it's in our backyard with family and friends or on tour with all of you, we will never skim on a fun time. And you know who else doesn't skim? ByHeart, especially when it comes to your babies. ByHeart is the only American-made infant formula with globally sourced ingredients to use organic, grass-fed whole milk without a drop of skim. Whole milk is full of healthy fats like naturally occurring MFGM, which play an important role in babies' brain development and growth. And you know what else they don't skim on? Protein. Their patented protein blend gets closest to breast milk thanks to the two most abundant proteins found in breast milk, plus broken down proteins. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code unfiltered20 for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Are we killing it?
To us, killing it would mean something larger.
Drop it like a hat.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy.
Well, it's a podcast in a car.
Where are you going to put it?
I don't know. Maybe like this?
Yeah, for sure.
We don't even test to see if it's okay anymore. How do you feel about that?
As long as we're recording, babe.
I'm taking off my seatbelt. I'm going to
Oh, wait, let's lay down. That'll be fun.
A little bit.
Oh, I'm going to actually lay down.
Well, you're going to sound weird. No.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Why?
Because you're so far.
Bring it back. Come on, put it between our heads.
No, I'm not lying down.
It's a lie down tree.
Sit up.
Oh, that feels good.
Come on, baby.
God, you're such a knower.
I'm not a knower. I don't have room to lie down.
You did. You have lots of room.
I would sound like a frog.
Oh, what did your mother buy back there?
Who the fuck knows?
Wow.
All right. I don't know. You know, it's Tuesday for you if you're listening, or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday or Saturday or Sunday, and this podcast is brought to you by Cat Nat Mom True.
Hey, oh, nice voice there, radio lady. We have had a busy week since coming off tour. And then heading out to New York and doing the things. You know, it's like, I've had this thought.
You know you're doing that. You know you make noises now. That's new now.
My lips are so dry.
Oh, it is? They used to just be a lick and now it's like this.
Lucky you.
It's sexy.
It's sexy.
I just know exactly what you're doing. But if you want to know what it is, it's a lick of the lip with an in. Yeah, with the. I don't know if you're like, hey, baby.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Yeah, you and the
not
people
me.
On the podcast.
I'm just saying, people like. Oh no. Pretend you're on a call. Hold it up like this.
So, anyways. So then, and the fact of the matter is that none of this situation. All right. So here. Okay. All right. Guys, I was just bullshitting, talking, because someone's walking by we don't want to talk to. But
is it gone now?
No. But okay. Here's what I'm going to tell you. I had an epiphany. Oh, easy in, easy out.
Okay, because we're not in a regular car.
Okay, perfect. Okay. I had a thought yesterday after flying home from New York and doing an event with the Today Show and going on the Gary Vee Show. I thought to myself, I'm like, we did so many things for so long that were schleppy, but we just said yes and we showed up. And when I think about, be honest here, one of the first TV stations that put us on TV all the time, it actually has like a lot of viewers, but it's kind of a ghetto Toronto station.
Okay.
And we would drive all the way out there, and I was like to myself,
not Toronto even.
No, it was like an hour outside the city.
Yeah, not even close to Toronto.
And I think to myself, you know, when we had to do a segment once, but I was pregnant and I didn't know when I was going to have my baby. And I'm like, we're just going to, I can't tell when the baby's coming. So
sorry, I just have to turn the car back on because it's getting hot in here.
Let's just book this segment. And I took a baby out there that was 2 days old. And it was like, in my mind, it was so important to finish that contract with that company.
It is so crazy.
But now we would be like, never.
I know.
After 2 days, it is not that important. But it's like, those were the baby steps that you had to do to get there. It's funny how things made sense in certain times, but then the things that we did yesterday, I mean, this past week, like those were so, felt so worth it that they were enjoyable. They didn't feel like a schlep, you know?
Right.
Because sometimes when we do TV, it's like, we know we should do it. We know it's good promotion for us, but I guess neither of them were TV. And I think maybe that's what I really liked about it.
Oh.
You know?
I think you like certain TV stations.
I don't. Yeah.
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 You like to be on the shows that let us be us.
Yeah.
And don't expect us to be something different.
And also, what I don't like about TV is that you only have, like, 4 minutes.
Okay.
You know, it's like, you do so much for 4 minutes. I liked that when we did the event with the Today Show, it was, like, an hour. I liked when we were with Gary, it was an hour. Like, it's a good, you know, you feel like you're getting shit done.
Got it. Okay. So for you, it's a time thing.
Or a more than in and out, like not just small talk. Like, oh, hi. Nice to meet you. Okay. You're going to go here. Now you're going to say this. Now you're going to do this. Okay. Go. All right. And now say your 4 minutes. Okay. Bye. And they shoo you out.
Right.
It's like, ugh.
Right.
I mean, you do it and yeah, it's more fun than it used to be, but it's more fun to do things that involve more people. Yeah.
Huh?
Like the event had a room full of women and we were all like,
okay, this is epiphany for me. We've never had this conversation.
I never thought about it.
Got it. I was just curious.
I just didn't know why this week felt so right, you know? Like both of those events just felt so right. Like no moment did I think to myself, oh, what are we going to do after this?
I know why.
Why?
I don't know if you want me to say it on here.
Okay.
I'll tell you after.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You can't tell me after.
Yeah, I sure can.
I know.
Okay. The events were focused around us.
Yeah.
There was no minutia of having to go to the event and be part of something.
Yeah.
You liked that we got handled in and handled out. So there was no, there was no like, now what? Now you're like, we didn't have to actually host. We didn't actually have to, we were guests in ways, but guests of honor. So it was, there was no expectations on us for key messaging. There was nothing on us other than to show up and just be ourselves.
Yeah, just totally be ourselves and have conversations about things that we care about.
I know. That's what I'm saying. There was no other expectation.
And I liked meeting other people. Like, I liked meeting Chanel, the host from the Today Show.
Okay.
I liked all those women in the room and how they were all, like, engaged and they, like, had good questions and they were smart and they made sense.
They listened to you.
And they were relevant.
I got it.
I liked that. And then at Gary Vee, I liked all those interesting characters in the room.
Okay.
You know, and I liked that we got to drink wine. And I liked all those little people, all those characters. It's like, what are you all about?
I have a really big pet peeve.
What?
Someone DM'd us.
Uh-oh.
It was a man.
Ah, shit.
Anyways.
It was my husband. No,
when someone refers to anything you do as little.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Your little blog. How's your little show going?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go fuck yourself. How's your little penis doing? Like, you don't say, like, how's your little job going? How's that little thing you do?
What did he say?
You two, something about God. Do you have a phone?
Yeah.
Oh, let me see what it, okay. And he was trying to be nice, but I'm like, that is so condescending when you're like, oh, that, let's try to get your little show up over here. And I'm like, we're already doing it. And yeah. We have a fucking team helping us. So no, he was trying to offer help, but I'm like, dude, that's not a way to talk to anyone. We've met people who have, who are friends who have been like, oh my gosh, your little blog is doing so well.
And it's amazing when they say that, because I honestly, like, when they say that, it's because they don't really know how to describe what we do, but we've never written
just
a blog.
Just don't put the word little in it. Don't put the word little. You're cool. Don't say little. You're little. How's your little CEO job going? Yeah. How's that little job doing? Is it good?
To the CEO of a big, big, like, Amazon. How's your little job?
How's your little job
doing?
How's it going? Is it cute? It's so condescending, and I know people aren't doing it to be mean. I really do know that. I encourage people who are doing it to
congratulations on your big podcast.
Or just know, like, congratulations. It looks like you're working really hard, you know? God, all of Gary V's people. Oh, here it is. Okay, hold on.
Oh, it's long.
I'm sure you can handle all by your little selves. Like, that's very condescending.
Oh, all by your little selves.
Like you two cuties, you sure can't handle much by your little selves. Hey, go fuck yourself. We handle more than you'd ever know and ever expect in your whole entire fucking life, kid. You know, it's funny you say that. Not funny how I say that. Funny I tell you this story, huh? Because I have something to tell you. That was weird. That was awkward.
Oops.
That's my food down there.
Oh.
There is a lot of people who have DM'd us. Recently.
Uh-huh.
And they have been like, wow, you guys are killing it. I can't even believe it. Now, it brings me to pause in our situation.
Yes.
Are we killing it?
No.
I know.
Yeah.
So I write back to her. I'm like, funny, aren't we all killing it? It's called social media, right? And she was like, truth. And I was like, you know, killing it, I don't know what that means. Like, if you could think of one person who's killing it, who's killing it?
I think Gary Vee's killing it pretty well.
But do you think he's killing it?
Yeah, I think he's killing it.
You do? Like, do you think he thinks he's killing it?
No, he says got so far to go before he knows he's
going
to kill it.
Who else is killing it in your head?
Oprah kills it. Yeah. And Beyonce kills it.
They've got a talent. Let's talk about people who aren't talented.
Well,
Oprah's not talented. Oprah's, like, worked hard. Beyonce is a fucking voice of, like, she was gifted something.
I mean,
we weren't gifted.
She works a lot or hard for that.
But listen, you and I could work that hard and not sing like her.
Mm-hmm.
She was
totally
gifted a
musical. But there could
musical
be people that sing like her that wouldn't work as hard as her.
I understand that, but that they're not even in our game because you're not gifted move. Like, we weren't gifted thrust like dancers, you know? Like, maybe we can learn. I should figure
who
that one out.
Who else is killing it? I mean,
in the social media world.
Oh, in the social media world, who's killing
like,
it?
Like, in terms of business and the world, and like, who are you like, oh my God, they took their business.
Their little blog.
or even their little product, and they are fucking killing it from
Joanna Gaines and her husband.
Good one.
Yeah, killing it.
Killing it.
Fucking killing it.
Do you think they think they're killing it? Nope, because they started a network.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think that, we should call them.
You guys think you're killing it?
Hey, Chip. Joanna, are you fucking
killing it? Who else is killing it?
Anyways, I was just like, that's what a lot of people say to us. You're killing it. I'm like, what makes you think that? What makes you actually think that?
They actually think that because we wrote a book. We're invited to go on successful people's shows, successful network shows.
Okay, so but we're killing it by popularity, not necessarily.
Also killing it in the fact that we have a bestseller. Killing it in the fact that we go on tour and we sell out. That's
okay.
Killing it.
All right, fair.
Fair.
All right, fair.
But to us, killing it would mean something larger.
I don't think we'll ever feel like we're killing it. I don't. Anyways, that wasn't the point of the killing it thing. The point of killing it was, like, we get...
And why killing it? Like, why not living it? You guys are living it.
I love that.
Why are we killing it?
Yeah,
what are we killing?
We're living
it. Killing anything.
You're living it, which is 2 points I want to point out. Number one, Nat and I... Did I say this last time? By far, do not have the biggest following. We do not have the biggest following.
No.
We do not have the most likes. We do not have the most Instagram, like... 300,000 likes, like we on our posts. Interestingly enough, though, we can sell at a theater.
Heyo.
Why is that? Do you know why?
Yes, I think because the platform that we've built is they feel like they're part of this friendship. They feel like they're a part of this community. For them to buy a ticket, they don't feel like they're going to watch a stranger.
Right.
They feel like they're going to hang out with their girl.
But they won't. But people. So here, okay. I guess my point was, if you're like a blogger, if you're on social media, and you are like, those girls are killing it, because the only way I can see people think we're killing it is via Instagram, right? Like they're watching what we're doing.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna say, Nat and I, if you do have, if you are in this industry, and you are chasing something. If you're chasing a number, if you want to be bigger, it's a cycle that will never end because someone will always be bigger than you. So before you go and try to chase a number, think about what you're doing with your number. And then second of all, remember the number are actually people, because what Nat and I don't do is we don't look outwards in terms of we're not trying to please the people who we don't have. We're trying to talk to the people that are with us right now.
Yeah.
So our whole motive is the people. It's not like, oh yeah, we got you, let's move on. Now it's like we're talking to you, always to you. And I think the biggest mistake people make is, yes, of course we need to keep growing so we can keep sharing our message. It's what we need to do. But it's not our sole mission to find other people. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no.
So everyone's chasing this fucking number that doesn't exist. And you can have like 3 million followers, but they might just be following you because you wear cute pants.
Yeah.
Like they're not actually your people. So remember, your people are the ones you need to be taking care of. They're your relationship, not with the people that are not there yet.
Yeah, and that's one thing that we've done with these girls is that a lot of them have
women.
Sure.
I'm teasing. You know how you couldn't remember when you couldn't say girls for a bit? Yeah. It was offensive.
Yeah, I don't really care. You know,
girls.
I'd like to be called a girl.
Me too.
For the rest of
You're
my
not
life.
A girl. Not yet a woman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm just a girl. Don't tell. Anyways, I don't really care what you're supposed to say.
ladies.
But these girls, we have been together with us since the beginning, and a lot of us have gone through this journey. And sometimes it was like they were with us when they didn't even have a baby yet, and then they had a baby, and it's like we've been there for them consistently. They can always count on us to be there for them and talk to them, and that's why the relationship is so strong.
Very true.
And that's why they come, because we've been a part of their lives. And you know, I've heard people say that like on like morning talk shows that have been there for years and years and years. They're like, we've been in your living room. We've been in your homes. Like, thank you for letting us be a part of your world. And it's like, it's so true. It's the same feeling. It's like, you know, when we had our babies and we watched Kathy Lee and Hoda and they were there for us.
Yep.
You know?
It's true.
And you really rely on these people that make you feel good.
I just think, I totally agree. And if you're in a business world and you're trying to kill it, make sure that you remember the people who are there right now, not the people you don't have, because everyone's always chasing fucking something more, bigger,
and always
better.
Yeah, and always know the people, whether it's a social media following or it's someone who buys your product, they can easily be distracted to leave you.
Yeah.
Unless you're treating them well all the time.
Yeah, they totally can.
I mean, there's everything out there. You could just be like, and I'm done with you if you don't treat them right. It's like a mutual relationship.
Yeah, I have unfollowed people that I used to watch all the time, and then I forgot about them.
Oh,
you know,
my gosh, like that Hawkeye.
Yeah, but he just wasn't.
Now we're probably gonna unfollow him because
you're not really
boring us again. Now we know why you left him the first time.
Yeah, because it's like, all right, you're not doing much for me.
Yeah, you're hot, but meh.
Yeah, I need something more.
Yeah, give me something more. You know, that's the thing, like, on a lot of these pages is, like, you want more from these people. And sometimes they give you a little bit, but then they're not around for a month. And then they'll come back with something good, and you're like, no.
No, you got to show up for me.
I got to show up for me every day. I'm counting on you. That's what Insta stories are for.
The other thing is, the thing that people are doing is also chasing a trend. They're like, all right, this is what is getting a lot of likes on social media. I'm going to go do that now, and that's going to be my platform.
Oh my gosh, right?
Yeah. I'm like, all y'all stop and like focus on what you are, not what everyone else likes. Because just because everyone else likes that doesn't mean that they're going to like I don't know how to put it, but it's such a game right now.
It's such a game, but it's like you have to be, the only way that you're going to stand out, the only way you're going to survive is to be yourself. Because nobody in the whole world is exactly like you.
You know, Instagram's annoying me right now a little bit.
Mm.
I find it very, like, now that authentic and relatable is, like, trendy, I'm kind of like, it's just a bit much, you know? Like, it's a bit much. Like,
you know, but you did make a good point when I said, and it made me think afterwards, I was like, God, all these celebrities are, like, airing out their dirty laundry, who knew they had all these issues and all this, like, all these thoughts and all this stuff, and then you were like, or is that just real and they're finally sharing? They always had this shit going on.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like,
I don't mind them. I just mean like
the day in, day out of what?
The day in, day out of the conversation of people who used to do something different. And then now it's like, oh, that's trendy. So now I'm going to find the struggle in my day and share that,
mm-hmm.
which is fine. Share it. But I feel like you can tell when this, I hate that Instagram has become a like thing. Like, everyone's like, okay, I'm going to share something so it gets a lot of likes.
Well, they're going to be getting rid of that. When are they starting to test that in Canada?
I don't know.
And why Canada first?
I'm all about it.
But what has it started? Because I thought it was going to happen.
I think they're doing a few accounts. They're doing testing. We should email them. Like, can you do our account?
How do they choose whose account they're going to do?
It's just testing.
If they're doing it, it's because they know that it's that trying to gain likes just for likes isn't healthy.
No, it's mental health. Mm-hmm. They're doing it for mass mental health sweep. Mm-hmm. I find the whole thing, like, I'm like, oh my God, I might like it again tomorrow.
Yeah.
I just find it, like, I find I'm just kind of like, I'm bored by the content. I'm ready for something new. You and I are going to change it up because I'm like, I think we already are.
Yeah.
I'm like, the shift is beginning because the struggle is now everywhere. And I'm like, okay, everyone's talking about it. It's time for you and I to share something different and be like, thank you, next. You know, like, you and I share a lot. We overshare. It's what we do. And when I hear people now talking, being like, when I hear that Mom Truth is now becoming mainstream,
mm-hmm.
I love it. But I'm also like, we've been doing this for 7 years.
Yeah.
And we are talking about it now like it's the first time.
And now it's hitting TV. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
very like,
It just goes to show how far ahead, like, digital trends are to, like, TV and mainstream.
And you know we've kind of changed it a little bit by being like, we're not apologizing for being, because before, as we're growing, here we go. Here's your Mom Truth moment, okay? You got this, because they often, our Mom Truths are our business, and they're also our life, and they're also what we do day in and day fucking out. And Nat and I, for the first time in our lives, have had to come to terms with the fact that, you know, how we do it is very different than most people do it, and our life right now is so ass backwards, but so are we. And rather than apologizing and being bad moms for it, we're owning it and being like, you know what? I'm this mom and I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
And that might change next year.
Yeah.
But right now, this is who I am. And just because I'm away, I love my kids the same as you, who's day in and day out there. Just because I go to work every day, love my kids just the same. Just because I don't cook for them every meal, love my kids just the same.
Yeah, no, I think you love your kids more when you buy them takeout instead of feeding them your food.
No, we just love them the same.
I know, I'm just kidding.
You know what I mean? We love them the fucking same.
And you know what? It's like, and this is what we've been saying, whatever, your kids are going to believe what you tell them, right? Right now, you are their leaders. And
we said that in the last one, of your cult.
Of your mom cult.
The mom cult.
And if you put the dialogue in their head that you should feel bad that you're leaving, or that you should feel bad because you didn't do this, and because they'll try and make you feel bad.
Yeah.
Don't allow that conversation.
Well, we feel bad, so they feel bad.
Right.
We're sitting there being like, I'm so sorry. No, you're not sorry.
And thank God we've convinced ourselves that what we're doing is a good thing. But I honestly think it is.
If it wasn't a good thing, we wouldn't do it.
Right. It's true.
We wouldn't physically be able to do it if we had to beat ourselves up every day.
And our moms and husbands, like, sometimes they can be like the moral compass. Like, wait, am I losing my mind? Is this crazy? They are so supportive of what we're doing and letting us do it.
Yeah.
And have it. So
yeah.
They see the good in it too.
Yeah.
So yeah.
We're going to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you've been following us, you know we are last-minute planners when it comes to summer, except for this year. We even have one of our kids going to overnight camp for a month, a whole month. We're super excited for them, but we are getting anxious about not seeing them for that long. How will they cope? Will they make friends? Will they be homesick? We all have our own unique set of stressors, varying in size and significance, yet when we hold on to them, they can gradually take a toll on our well-being. Fortunately, therapy provides a safe space where you can get things off your chest and find effective strategies to work through whatever is weighing you down. Therapy offers a place to discover strategies for stress reduction and balance in your life, helping you face life's challenges with new strength. Like when your tween goes to overnight camp for a month and you're trying to put on a brave face. If you are thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's completely online, designed for convenience, flexibility, and tailored to fit your schedule. Simply complete a short questionnaire to be matched with a licensed therapist, knowing you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/catandnat today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/catandnat.
I had another point to make, and I'm trying to think of, I think we're in transition right now, and we often don't know it till we're through it, but I can feel it between the two of us, not you and me, us in the world. Mm. Follow me for a second, because abnormal situations now feel normal, and that's not normal. Follow me for a second.
Following. Like,
Nat and I are in a place now where people are more like, whoa, that's crazy, and we're like, not really, because how am I going to say this here for a second? Okay,
you got this.
As we grow and evolve.
Yes.
Our mission is always the same.
Yes.
But our content is changing.
Yes.
Now, that's a good thing. Because if you stay in the same place with your content, that's a bad thing. And you and I only know how to go from our gut. Right? Like, we only know how to do what feels right. We can't go backwards. Like, I can't go backwards and talk about a newborn stage right now.
Nope.
Like, I couldn't stay in that phase.
Nope.
I can relate. I can understand. But I can't. My brain isn't there.
No.
Now, you and me are now in the phase where we're like, fuck it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know, and it's such a good feeling. I'm so glad we're here, you know? And it's like,
but that's a new phase for us.
We're like, fuck it, but you know, we're always chasing our own excitement, and our own excitement is when things get brand new. And the reason people are like, how do you keep doing it? How do you keep growing and all this? It's because we follow the way that we feel, which makes to do things that are exciting and fun and brand new. And because we represent this community and we have so much in common with them, whether it's motherhood or being a woman or an entrepreneur or all that, is that it excites you too. So you come with us. You know, we know what's exciting for people like us. We know what's fun.
You know the next book we want to do?
Mm-hmm.
It is basically the projection of which where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you and I are like, well, our next phase is I'm not going to apologize for who I am.
No.
I'm not going to, I'm a good mom. I don't care what you think. Do I make mistakes? Fuck yes. Am I perfect? Fuck no. But
it'd be awesome if you said fuck yes.
Fuck yes. But overall, are we doing a good job?
Yep.
Yes. So yep. I'm like, I feel like that's our,
and I think that it's like,
because a lot of people are stopping us and being like, you make me, I watch you,
yeah.
And if you can do it, I can do it.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, yes.
You know, we're being leaders without even, no, that's a wrong word. We're showing people that it's okay because you and I are doing it, and it's making them feel okay in doing it.
We should,
you know?
We should start doing some really, really outrageous things and make it seem like it's normal and people will all start doing it.
Like what? Well, I think we already fucking do, girl.
No.
Like what?
Like crazy.
Okay, God.
Normalize,
have a show. Normalize the shit out of it, you know? Like, you know, we're okay that we can have cocktails and it's not a problem.
Yeah.
And have fun.
Deal?
We can go and party on a weekend. And it's not all about alcohol. We can have fun sober and still be good moms.
I can lie in my bed every single day and call up my office. I don't apologize.
Yeah.
What I like to do.
It works for you.
It works for me. I haven't done in a while, but it's what I like to do.
You'll do it. You get a weekend off. You can lie in your bed a lot this weekend.
Imagine.
What?
Go ahead without me, guys. I'm just going to lay here.
Who is getting a box of fucking Snickers? Are you getting a box of Snickers? I am stealing that from you if that is for you.
If they're taking it to their house?
A box of Snickers?
That's
the big... Can I steal it?
That's really weird that they're getting a box of Snickers.
I want that box of Snickers.
Is that surely not for me?
Oh my God, what the... fuck is that?
Is that like her special treat? She never leaves the house. She only works out and eats Snickers.
I want that Snickers.
Should I tell the guy? She's either going to make you wait 10 minutes to open the door, or she's not going to open it at all.
He's like, do, 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 do.
He's like, God, get this bitch down here to get her chocolate bars.
Oh, she has to go pick it up. Maybe he's got to go pick it up. All right.
He's waiting a long time.
We're going back. Maybe they know the house. You know what I mean? Maybe they know, like... Oh, he's going to double knock. Your Snickers, the girl next door is going to steal it. Oh, she opened the door.
Oh, my God.
I want to drive forward. Oh, my God. Why can't I see your face? Oh, Natalie.
She's signing for the Snickers.
It is the Snickers, the whole box. We got to focus.
Oh, my God. Oh, there she's signing. Now, how many of those? Maybe she's one of those people who, like, binge eats and then.
I mean, that's me.
That's right.
Wow. All right. Sorry. Refocusing. wow. I don't even know where we left off. Anyways, I think that as we are going through this with you guys, it's super interesting because we're going to look back at this and I can actually feel the tide changing. And being on Gary Vee yesterday was kind of an eye-opening thing because it's not that we were on there for a reason any other than a conversation.
Yep.
And the conversation was just our thoughts on life.
Yep.
Nothing else. Not how we do things.
No.
Not how we...
It was deep and weird and real.
Deep and weird and fucking
and
real.
You know, he made a good point. And I will always say, I think this is the hardest thing for people, like business owners, parents, people, is that a lot of... Did I just do it?
Yeah, it's so good. It's just new. You know what I mean? It's new for you.
It's because I'm looking at Elizabeth and they're going to get worse. I can't do it. Stop it. Oh, God. It's an addiction.
It's
now.
Like before you breathe. It's,
I know.
It's before thought. It's just a new thing
for you. My mouth is just really dry from the allergy medication.
That's what it reminds me.
Oh, my God. Okay, I need to stop. I need a hypnotist. We need to stop this. Look, my lip is getting stuck on my teeth. That's why I'm doing it. Look.
Okay, got it.
Let's try.
It's so good. It's just new. And it's a sound. It's just
it
new.
It will be gone soon, okay?
Okay.
So, God, I'm insecure. That's exactly it. Okay, so it comes from insecurity.
I don't want to make you insecure.
No, I'm just kidding.
is that it comes from an insecurity that it makes you feel like you cannot be yourself. That if you talk or you do or you...
All the comments, but you're so mean. I kept about Nat's lip licking.
No, stop. So, and yeah. It's that it is so hard to be confident in yourself because the world gives you mixed messages all the time. Your parents have given you mixed messages.
Yep.
Your friends, teachers, everywhere. It's like, I don't know if I am... Like, I don't really know what I am because people have told me I'm all these different things. And sometimes I'm good at that, but then I'm not good at that. And someone's better at me than that. And so you had this insecurity. And the one thing the three of us had in the room, and it's something that if everybody had, they would feel just so comfortable in their space, is a confidence in themselves. And we could tell in that room that the three of us were equally felt good in our skin because we could talk about anything without worrying that the other person was going to judge each other.
That's a very good point.
It's really hard to put yourself out there and be confident in what you're saying when you're not talking about something specific. Like, I'm not talking about the people who can sit in front of a room and talk about like all the analysis of the numbers of the bank and yada, yada, yada. Okay, they studied that. They learned that. But that's not them being themselves, right?
Right. Unless they're really purely that person.
Purely that nerdy. But the three of us, we a lot of what we do in our business is just share our personality.
Yeah.
Right? And a lot of people want to do that, but it's hard. And I know we try to teach them how to be authentic and have your own voice and you're only uniquely you. But I swear, I feel like it will be something people chase forever and ever and ever. And a lot of people will never find. I think the journey of trying to get there a little bit is worth it. But
how do you get there?
I fully think it's easier said than done. I really, really do.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
How do you get there?
I feel like it's a combination of like your upbringing, your outlook, your natural energy, your positivity. I don't think that everyone can acquire these things.
You don't.
I actually, you know, and this is what people don't want to hear this.
Okay.
People don't go to Tony Robbins and don't go to listen to these people because they...
A bad example.
Okay, or any of these motivational speakers, they don't go there thinking that they're never going to reach it. They want to reach it. And it's okay to get a little bit closer. That's okay. But to be fully confident in yourself, confident in your voice, and in you as a person, that is really rare.
You know, I agree. I do think, though, it is self-knowing. Like, it's like learning about yourself. Mm-hmm. It's about... thinking, like, if you wanted to step closer to that, it's about, like, knowing what you like, knowing what you don't like. Like, a lot of people don't even know what they like. And yep. It's about owning your shit. A lot of people want to blame everybody else for their shit. It's really hard to step back and analyze who you are as a person and what you like and what you don't
very
like.
I hard, think
we're
very
so
hard.
Fucked up about that because...
Even like, material things, right?
Yes, everything.
And Gary said something yesterday, but I think about it, too. It's like, you know, when you're shopping, and shopping can be really hard, and you're like, what kind of a shoe do I like?
the majority of the time, you're going to like something that you saw in someone else that you like their style.
Always.
That's fine. That's okay. But it's like, it's rare to go out on your own and just be like, I personally just like that one thing just because I like it, you know?
Yeah.
That's really hard.
And that's why direct marketing, you need to like what you're actually doing and not sell it. Because if you're doing it and you like it, then other people be like, what is that?
Yeah.
I want that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like this weird, a lot of people miss the boat on that one too. But I think that if you're a parent and you want your child to understand who they are as a person, I've been really working really hard with this with Olivia, just because I'm thinking about like what I, part of my job as a social worker was to actually help kids understand themselves because they were emotionally acting out in ways that were getting them into deep trouble. And when she's being really hard on me and, you know, taking her emotions out on me, rather than reacting, and I think this is even with fucking toddlers, it's with anyone who, think about if you can stop before you react. And a lot of people want to be like, you can't talk to me that way, that's disrespectful. Yes, truth it is. If you stop and reflect what they're saying, like what I'll say to her is, you know, you're being really disrespectful to me right now. Even with Chloe, I'll say this, and I'll say, your feelings are too much for you, and you're mad at me because your feelings are too much.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to feel, I think we've said this on Facebook Live, but you're going to feel bad about how you're feeling right now. So before you, and that's a bad feeling. So before you go any farther, just understand, I know your feelings are too much right now. And but you can't do that to me. So take your feelings and work either, like, then give them fucking something to do. She'll just sit there and stare at me and stew. And
like, oh, my gosh. And it's like lasers in her eyes at you.
But
like
the minute daggers. I acknowledge that there's feelings there, she's like, it's almost like a deep breath. But she doesn't know what to do with those fucking feelings. And most of us have these feelings and we don't know what the fuck to do with them. We react with them because no one's taught us what feelings are.
And by the way, this lesson from parents to children is not only good for your house, but they're not living in your house for most of their lives.
Yeah.
Hopefully. So this is lessons that they're going to learn with dealing with other people too.
Yeah.
Forever and always in the workplace, at school, all of it.
I just like, think if we can label their feelings, we'll make them more self-aware. So even, and I think in the process of doing that, you have to think about your feelings and why. Like, you have to think, I just think that we're walking around, like, reacting, and no one's being like, you know, why do you hate your husband? What is the reason you hate him? And I'm not saying you or me. I'm like, but like, if you sit there's a reason.
Yeah.
And
sometimes it has nothing to do with him.
No, it's you.
And it's you. And it's
you.
And you hate him because of an expectation you have in your head that he's not meeting, but he doesn't even know that you have that expectation.
No.
You know, and that, like, what I'm talking about self-awareness. It's so true. And when I say going to Tony Robbins, for this, I think that or whoever your, you know, motivational person is, I think it's important to listen to those people because they'll open your mind to things that you may have never gone to a place. So it's a part
you're
of the journey
in a room
for sure.
With a lot of people who are feeling the
it's
same
good,
thing as
it's
you,
a good
right?
Energy for sure, but
but not Tony Robbins.
But like the journey is worth it. Like I've met so many people who just don't know themselves, and it's sometimes it's hard to talk to them. Good for you.
Yeah, look at you.
You running.
You got a bounce in your step, man.
Yeah, it can be frustrating for people like us to see an insecure, unconfident person.
That's most of the population.
But when you're friends with someone like that, sometimes you want to take their head and you want to shake it, and you want to see that you want the piece of the puzzle to fall where they should and not where they've been placed, you know? Because it's just like your brain gets pulled apart with all these mixed ideas your whole life. It's just like you want it to just sit properly, and that's how we feel. Is we feel like our vision of the world and ourselves, it's like our brain is, the way we see it is correct.
Yeah.
It feels balanced. It feels like and I just, that's really hard for people. And I want my children to feel as comfortable in life as I feel.
Well, it will. There's that is also not given, that's earned. You're not giving that. Like, you're not teaching these to your children. They're earning it. And I think that's a really big lesson and a hard one to swallow because you're like, When I say swallow.
Yeah.
You say balls. When I say swallow, you say balls. But that's a really hard conversation to understand because you're like, oh, but I'm confident, so my kid's going to be confident.
Yeah, no.
Bullshit.
No, not at all.
Oh, I have self-esteem, so my kid will have self-esteem. Bullshit.
No.
Oh, my God. I need to tell you something.
Uh-oh.
I have now heard of multiple people.
Yes.
Who have said.
Yes.
To their kids.
Yes.
That they should go on a diet. This day and age.
Shut up.
Not a word of a lie. Not a word of a lie.
What do they say to their kids? You should go on a diet?
Just like, remember, we're like working on, like, you shouldn't, you're eating too much of this. Like, young girls. And I'm like, no, no. No, it can't still be that way. It can't.
God, there's
still
so many things that I can't.
I'm like, it can't be that fucking way. No, no.
I know.
I just had to bring it because I
and because
to tell you
I
that.
Mean with the conversation that we've had around like girls' body image for so long, you think we're getting somewhere. But the thing is that the mothers, a lot of these mothers, it's still in them. It's like. But and then they'll keep passing on to the next generation. It's like,
yep.
It's like we need to start a fresh new generation.
Yeah, well, I think we do. And that, yeah, then they want, and then I'm like, well, like when Olivia's like, my legs are fat, I'm like, where, in comparison to what? Into a comparison to who?
Yeah.
The what only thing are is, you watching?
I know. So sometimes when they say that, I think, like, I mean, at this point, like, you know, they definitely want to hear what we have to say about it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
and
that, fair.
And then that's when it's our opportunity to say the right thing to make them, you know.
I did read up on that one too.
Because even when Taylor has told me stories of people telling her that she's fat, I believe her 100%, okay? But I also have this moment in my mind where she wants me to hear that to see how I'm going to react to it.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a narrative. Well, guys, listen, I hope we landed the plane for you all.
I think this is interesting no matter what. It's about human nature. And in business, it's about personalities. Businesses are not just about products. It's about the people that make them.
Yeah, it's so true. Because, you know, listen, if someone can sell fucking rubber bands as a bracelet, I mean, anything is possible.
Yeah.
Silly bands. If anyone can sell fucking silly bands, it is a fucking...
And if you...
Anything is possible.
And if you struggle with what people say, I don't know what I want. I don't know who I am. Continue on the journey to try and find out, because even if you chip at it a little bit every year, you'll get closer.
If you always step right, step left once in a while.
Yeah, just jump. What's gonna happen?
Just go the other way. Are you gonna come back to do a car dance?
Yeah, but I just gotta
go to the bathroom. Okay, emergency. SOS, emergency. Guys, come over and visit us on Instagram. Make sure you hit subscribe. Leave us a comment. We want to hear from you. And if you want to go to... Did she lock it? If you want to go to catnat.ca, we have all the recipes and all the things on there. Okay? Thanks for listening. Go fuck yourself.